Good morning, Oregon, and thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Upbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Full details are at offbeatoregon.com. Check it out. But first, sit back and relax and let me tell you the story of Pixieland. The fleeting memories of this funky Oregon amusement park, kind of funky with a little bit of an edge to it. It's really sad that it's gone, but of course it couldn't last, for reasons that we'll get into in a moment here. This story was first published on December 6th, 2009, under the headline Pixieland, Fleeting Memories of a Funky Oregon Amusement Park. And by the way, I should mention that the image that is used as a sort of a logo for Offbeat Oregon History, which is that sort of like hollow log thing with windows in it with a giant loaf of bread sticking out of the roof, that's from Pixieland. It's the Franz Bread Rest Hut. You could sit in there and watch your kids go down a giant water slide. Here we go. If you've ever spent a day on the Oregon coast this time of year, during the off-season, you probably have a pretty good idea why Walt Disney didn't decide to put Disneyland there. A quick note, this article was written on December. That's why we refer to off-season. But a little over 40 years ago, someone did launch a big, ambitious theme park on the Oregon coast. It was called Pixieland. Some of you may actually remember it. Pixieland was the brainchild of Jerry and Lou Parks, then owners of one of the state's most popular destination restaurants, the Pixie Kitchen in Lincoln City. The Pixie Kitchen had been there since the 1930s and was hugely popular. It had an entry full of funhouse mirrors, pictures of frolicking pixies painted on the walls, and a life-size diorama of pixies operating a little train and floating around in balloons and doing all kinds of pixie-like things in the back outside of the dining area windows. They're motorized so that they would move. The restaurant was so popular, in fact, that the owners were lulled into making a somewhat fateful decision. Using the elfin green-clad pixie who served as the kitchen's mascot, they would create a theme park on Highway 18 just north of Lincoln City near Otis. In concept, Pixieland was to be a fairy tale history of Oregon, with a log flume ride, a narrow gauge railroad pulled by a steam engine called Little Toot, a frontier-like village full of little stores and amusements, and an opera house where Old West-style melodramas were staged. The parks put up $300,000 of their own, and two stock offerings were held, both highly successful. Oregon businesses also stepped right up, and evidence of their involvement was everywhere, even to the point of outright campiness. At the log flume ride, intended as a nod to Oregon's timber industry, spectators could relax in the Franz Bread Rest Hut, a giant fiberglass structure shaped like a hollow log with a huge loaf of balloon bread sticking out the roof. In the Main Street part of the park stood the big red Dairy Gold barn fountain and an adjacent cheese cave, where a hungry and thirsty and lactose-tolerant visitor could get all sorts of dairy treats. And the Fisher Scone kiosk was topped with a mammoth fiberglass hat, a Scottish Tam. Oregon Governor Tom McCall officially dedicated Pixieland on June 28, 1969, a couple of years after Parks unveiled his plans. It was met with great excitement, and the park turned out to be very popular in the summertime. Whether because of the long rainy season or the high cost of maintaining buildings at the coast or for other reasons, Pixieland didn't last long. 4 years later, it closed for good, and the rides and features that could be auctioned off were auctioned off. 2 years ago, a reporter from the Oregonian went to the site and reported that very little remains, just a tiny shack that was once a gatehouse. The marine climate at the Oregon coast is merciless and has almost completely reclaimed the site, which was largely built on wetlands anyway. Today the site is part of the protected Salmon River estuary. As for the Pixie Kitchen, well, it soldiered on into the mid-1980s when it closed and the building was used for a nightclub. A fire damaged it heavily in the 1990s, and afterward the building was razed. There is a wonderful collection of Pixieland photos and some more details on its history at www.pdxhistory.com/html/pixieland.html. Well, that's it for today's episode. If you're listening for the first time and want more information about Offbeat Oregon, you can get everything at our central website at offbeatoregon.com. There's about 180 columns going back to 2008 when I first started doing these, plus links to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes, and links out to the Facebook page and Twitter feed if you'd like to join the conversation online. There's even a link to the Amazon page for my book, Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, which came out just last month. The website's also where you'll find the full citations to sources for this story. Sources for today's episode include works on pdxhistory.com and also The Oregonian. Our theme music is a track titled Old Man's Wrought Waltz by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. Coming to Corvallis, drop me a line and let's go grab a cup of coffee. I love geeking out with fellow history buffs. I'm at Finn at offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, at offbeatoregon. Well, that's it for today, so thanks for listening, and have a great day.